Boom, welcome back, guys. So today I want to talk to you about why I believe in showing up every single day, no matter what is going on, even if that's the only thing that you can do. That if you show up every single day, you're gonna build momentum for yourself, and there's no way that you can not win. So I'm gonna cue the intro and then we'll get right into it. Peace.
I've spent the last 3 years learning from the most successful entrepreneurs on how they were able to create a breakthrough online startup. Now, as a student at Stanford University, I'm taking the plunge into the online startup world. The real question is, how will I do it while being a full-time student athlete at one of the most competitive institutions in the world? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I share mine and other stories on how we are going against the status quo and building our own online startup empires. My name is Andrew Monroe, and this is Startup University.
The principle of showing up every single day got introduced to me at a young age just because of athletics. When you play sports, it's expected that you show up to practice every single day. And if you don't show up to practice, then you can lose your spot on the team. You can lose your spot in the starting lineup, whatever it is. So when you play sports, say for me, my favorite sport growing up, I liked a lot. I would say baseball and basketball were my two favorite. You needed to show up every single day to the sports so that you could build your team chemistry, so that your team could be, could flow good together. So you guys could practice together. You should get to know each other so that on the field, it wasn't any different than practice. And also just to better yourself as an athlete, it's like the 10,000 hours rule. I don't know if I believe necessarily in that, like, you have to practice something for 10,000 hours to be an expert. But I do believe you have to put, I mean, it's psychologically proven that you have to put large amounts of compacted hours into something in order to become an expert at it and in order to be really good at it. And I just think about, like running. I've ran for the last 6 years. I try to think about, why did things start to click? And yes, I told that story about how I started to learn from other professional runners and other talented runners on what I should be doing, which definitely helped a lot. Learning from others is one of the best things you can do. But I mean, what I learned from others is consistency and showing up every single day. So I ran almost every single day for 4 years, and I mean, all of that compacted, all the miles, all the consistent work put in, that stuff builds up. And I was extremely fit towards the end of my high school career just because I had so much time of compacted work. I mean, showing up every single day, showing up on Christmas, showing up on New Year's Day, showing up on Thanksgiving, showing up on 4th of July, no matter what it was, you don't have any excuses. You show up and you put the work in, and that's what you need to translate to your business. I make it myself, like I said, no 0 days. I don't know if you guys remember the No 0 Days podcast, but this is kind of the same principle. No matter if it's a Sunday and Sunday is your day of rest, you can post on Instagram, you can publish a podcast, you can send one email, whatever it is, do not have a 0 day because that is going to destroy your consistency. I didn't post on the podcast or on Instagram yesterday, and that I felt ashamed of that because it's been my goal to do it every single day. So I learned from my mistake, and I'm going to keep pushing to try and better myself and to try and show up every day. I did have a busy day yesterday with IFS work and for schoolwork. I'm in finals week. I'm trying to get done with this school thing so that I can focus all in on IFS. We're looking to do 50K today on the webinar. Or not 50K on the webinar. We're trying to do 30K on the webinar, 50K in the week. That's huge. That's a crazy number to hit. We're well on our way to 500,000, and it's just amazing to be a part of this team. These guys that I'm working with are just so driven, and we all are working towards the same goal, and we're all trying to better ourselves, and we're all just like entrepreneurially wired dudes just kind of build towards this one goal. It's awesome, it's special, and it's something that's very unique. You usually find, like, the guys who start the business and then they just have a bunch of employees, but that's like, this is not an employee type business. This is just everybody is, like I said, entrepreneurially wired and just building towards the same goal. We all want to build this thing into the beast that it's gonna be, and that's the people that you need to surround yourself with. That's just a little tangent, but I'm just like so grateful to be a part of such an awesome team. So showing up every single day, that is what you can do right now. People always ask, how can I get started in entrepreneurship? How do I take the first step? and they go in, they try and learn from people who are running like multi-million dollar companies, even multi-billion dollar companies, but they don't, those guys cannot translate what they should do right now. You know, they can't think back that far. You know, one of the principles is you should learn from someone who's just like one or two levels ahead of you. Someone who's like, maybe not, if you're just starting out, you don't want to go learn from someone who has a $50 million, $100 million net worth, but maybe go find someone on Instagram who's making like 10, 20, 30K a month doing whatever you're trying to do. Learn from them, pick up their principles, because they were just where you are. Maybe it's just been like a couple months, maybe it's been a year, but they're just above that level that where you want to be. So you can learn from them. And then once you upgrade, then you move on to like the guys who are making like 100K a month or 200K a month. Then you move up to people who are making 500K a month, and it goes on. And what I learned from, with something that remains consistent amongst all of those groups, I've learned from people who have $100 million net worths, and I learned from people who have probably like a $20,000 net worth, but that's still more than I had at the time. So what I learned from all of these people, one of the main consistencies is that you need to show up every day. No matter what is going on, you need to put a little bit of effort. You need to build that momentum. That's what you can do right now. You can start publishing right now. You can go create an Instagram account right now. Create a podcast, YouTube channel. Start reaching out to people to interview for those channels. Whatever it is, you can do it right now. Just show up. That's one of the things I did wrong for so long, as I pushed off work. I'd push it off. You know, I was like, oh, I'm a junior in high school. Like, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I don't need to commit right now. And I would like work for a couple days, and I'd take like 3 days off, and I'd work for like 2 days, and then take another 4 days off. I didn't show up every single day. I did not show up every single day, and that's why my journey was just way more prolonged than it needed to be. You know, it's been 3 years since I started entrepreneurship, and if I were to just show up every single day, say I created my podcast and published every day like I'm doing now when I was a junior in high school, that would be, there are almost 1,000 episodes up right now. And that's exactly how you grow a podcast, is you just publish and publish and publish and be consistent. You know, this is, I think, the 51st episode. And yeah, we're getting like 10 downloads an episode. It's great. I'm super happy that you guys are listening. But it's just, I think about what could have been different. I mean, even if I would have continued the podcast after last year, I built this podcast up. We were getting about 100 downloads a month, which is not bad at all. Maybe, I think it was maybe 2,000 or 3,000 total downloads amongst all of the episodes. And I just stopped it. I stopped for like 4 or 5 months. And I don't know why I did that. And I got into this cycle again where I was not showing up every single day. Because when you're not committed to showing up every single day, you're going to let your mind talk you into just, you know, yeah, I worked hard yesterday. I can take today off. Or, you know, I got a big day of work tomorrow. So I'm just going to like wait today. I'm going to rest today. And we're going to prepare. That's what your mind is going to let you think. So you need to just commit to it. You know, I've committed to never have a 0 day again. I'm going to work every single day for the rest of my life until I hang up the spikes, I guess you would say. That's what you say in running, but I don't know what you say in entrepreneurship. You know, hang up, you know, sell the company or whatever. Hang up the chairman spot, whatever. So yeah, just guys, come on. Today, figure out how you can show up every single day. What are going to be your daily tasks that you can do every day, even if you're traveling, even if you take Sundays off as a day of rest, even if you are sick? What are those things that you can do that will ensure that you have no 0 days and that you show up every single day? That's all I got for you guys today. We got a webinar. I'm gonna go and get on that, and I'm excited because it's gonna be awesome, and I'll keep you guys posted on how that goes. Like always, follow me on Instagram at Andrew G. Monroe to connect. I would love to hear from you guys, and hope you have a great day. Peace.